Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I want to share a recent, rather exciting experience I had with some local wildlife. I moved to a small town in the mountains about a year ago. A lot of people assume I relocated here to work as a ski instructor, as the area is famous for it. But actually, I work as a wildlife photographer, so being close to nature is essential for my job. Usually, the animals stay high up in the mountains where there is plenty of natural food. We had a very severe winter last year, which was tough on the animals, but it was really the unusually dry summer that caused a shortage of berries, forcing the wildlife to come down into the residential areas looking for sustenance. It all started early one Tuesday morning. I was fast asleep when I was woken up by a tremendous crash outside my bedroom window. My initial thought was that a delivery van had driven into my garden wall by mistake, or perhaps some foxes were causing trouble. But looking outside, I realized it was actually my rubbish bin that had been tipped over onto the driveway. I carefully peeked through the curtains to see what was going on. Because it's a common occurrence around here, I fully expected to see a couple of raccoons making a mess. However, to my absolute astonishment, standing right there in the moonlight was a huge black bear. It was systematically going through my refuse. You might imagine it was searching for the leftover roast chicken I had thrown out the day before. Instead, it seemed completely obsessed with chewing on some greasy pizza boxes from a takeaway I'd had over the weekend. While I was watching this incredible sight, I suddenly heard a sharp hissing sound. For a second, I thought it might be a squirrel, which we have loads of, but then I spotted a pet cat that belongs to my neighbours, completely frozen in terror on the grass. The bear honestly didn't seem the slightest bit interested in the feline and just continued eating. The cat, however, absolutely panicked. It could have easily jumped over the brick wall to safety, but instead it bolted and scrambled all the way up a pine tree near the edge of my garden. I knew I couldn't just leave the situation as it was, so I needed to scare the bear away. Shouting or using a bright torch can sometimes make them aggressive, which I wanted to avoid. However, I remembered a ranger telling me that sounding a car horn is generally the safest and most effective deterrent. So I grabbed my keys and pressed the alarm button. It worked like a charm. The bear dropped what it was eating and slowly lumbered off back towards the forest. The cat, though, was still trembling high up in the branches. I tried tempting it down with a bowl of tuna, but it wouldn't budge. Ultimately, I had to go to the garage and get my wooden ladder to climb up and bring the poor creature back down to solid ground. It was certainly an unforgettable morning. We've all had to be a lot more careful since that incident. A few locals suggested keeping all our waste inside until collection day, but the town council recently stepped in and issued everyone with special bins equipped with strong locks. It seems to have done the trick, and the bears are staying in the woods where they belong.